Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
Well, good afternoon. Today we had the feeder cattle and live cattle markets are going to finish about a buck or just over a dollar lower. February lives are down a buck 07 at 136.25. The April live at 147 lower at 140.57. June's down a buck 47 here at 136.22. Technically speaking, we're below the 20-day moving average here in the 50-day. The previous low, which becomes support back in the middle of December, on the April live cattle is right at 140. I think it actually went to 139.92 back on December 20th. So that 140 level becomes support. And today's low in the April was 140.42. So we're right there within 60 cents of that previous low. So if we go through that, will we continue to hit additional sell stops and go on down to the September low, which was about 133? There is still a gap above the market from the sell-off. It was about 5 days ago and right at 144, so there is a possible upside target. Box beef at midday was up $3.39 at $275.21. And today's slaughter was 113,000. Last week it was 107, but we really needed to be about 120-plus to stay current. So that is lingering over the market and possibly causing this brief sell-off.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, in the new year, it's time for Bell Ringer 34 from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming up the 12th, 13th, 14th of January, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, being held live in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at Embassy Suites Convention Center, South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. each morning, 139,500 head will be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, the grain futures market were mixed. We had corn down anywhere from, steady to 7 lower on the front month March. March ended up just under $6 at 5.99 and 3/4, down 7 cents. We've got a big report on Wednesday, which is going to give us a few things. One of them is the 2021 annual crop production estimates. So that'll give us the final corn and bean and cotton and wheat and all that good stuff, final production estimates. We've also got grain stocks. Quarterly grain stocks or December 1st grain stocks. So this report on Wednesday could be a big one. I think that there is some anticipation of the export expectations being changed. A lot of talk of that anyway. But that report's on Wednesday at 11 a.m. during market hours. Again, corn was down. Beans were also lower. We had beans 20 to 27 lower. Maybe some talk of some rainfall in certain areas of South America. And also the fact that we didn't export many beans today. So we're way behind where we were year-to-date last year at this time. I think we're about 25%. Don't quote me on that, but it's about 25%. Chicago wheat, 3 to 4 higher. Kansas City, anywhere from 2 to 3 higher. July was at 7.78, up 2.5. Minneapolis down about 8 to 9 cents. Cotton was about unchanged to 40 cents higher.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.